Hi, I'm Nakia Campbell, the mental motivator, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in.
So you call yourself the mental motivator. Where did that come from?
The mental motivator is a phenomena. It is a name, it's a saving grace that came about to help me heal from my own trauma.
Your own trauma. What do you mean by your own trauma?
Specifically, trauma that I faced as an adult, being assaulted, sexually assaulted by a subordinate in the workplace when I worked in federal law enforcement, but also the traumas that I faced throughout my life from a little girl until I became that adult woman.
What was your purpose of starting the mental motivator?
The purpose of the mental motivator now is to help reach other women who have faced trauma, whether it be assault, abuse, divorce, the death of a loved one, debt, the loss of a child, to help them break away from their own limiting beliefs that may be lingering from those traumas, and to help them shift their mindsets to empower them to move forward in life and to equip them with the tools that they need to move forward so that they can take over in their lives, careers, and businesses.
Let's go back to your life as a child. What happened in your life to shape the mental motivator?
As a child, I grew up with a biological father who was abusive. He was eventually replaced by a stepfather who is a great man. But as a child, my biological father was addicted to drugs. He was very abusive, verbally, physically, emotionally. And my mother did all she could to take care of my brother and I, which often kept us separated because she wanted to make sure that we were safe. But the trauma from my biological father's abuse, it definitely lingered throughout my life. As a little girl, I often slept with nightmares. I watched my mother be abused. I watched my brother be drowned almost in a bathtub. I had guns held to my head by my biological father. I was beaten by my biological father. And I believe that it is true that our subconscious mind holds on to all of these traumas, the behaviors, the past, and those traumas are what shape the way that we respond and we react to what we deal with today as adults. So as the mental motivator, I do believe that the traumas that stemmed from childhood forced me as an adult to be better, to be healed, to help that little girl, because if she's not healed, then I can't be healed.
Why did you decide to do this TV show?
I decided to do the Mental Motivator TV show in my own likeness, because just as I try so much to inspire people to success, empower women, I wanted the world to be able to see regular, everyday people, ordinary people who've been able to defeat the odds throughout life like I have, who've been able to use the power of a mindset shift to help them move forward in life. And there are so many of these everyday, regular people just like me who would never have the opportunity to tell their story on this type of platform, on a global platform to over 260 million viewers throughout the world. These people deserve to tell those stories because their stories will save a life. Their stories will also inspire others to find their own success story. And just as I try to be the mental motivator, I want the world to be mentally motivated from the guests that they see on this show.
Wow. So who would you say inspires you?
Ooh, who inspires me? My 14-year-old son, Uzziah. If you see this show, which you will, you know that mommy loves you. My 14-year-old son, Uzziah, inspires me because at 10 years old, and even before then, from the age of 6 to the age of 10, Uzziah watched his mother, his only parent, struggle with PTSD, anxiety, and depression. Most of it, we did not even have a name for it, but the behaviors were there. He watched me struggle with mental illness. He's watched me work hard through it all. And even without him having a father around, Uzziah became that partner, that man of the house as he watched me struggle. He was such a young child and he would get up and take it upon himself to clean. He would take it upon himself to say, "Mom, what do you want me to make you for breakfast? What do you want me to fix you to eat?" He became such a strong child at a very young age because he saw what I had been dealing with in my lifetime, and he decided that he was going to do something to help save my life. He began making candles on my kitchen stove because he knew that I loved the light, I loved the aroma. He began making candles to help me heal from the things that he had watched me deal with. That desire to help me heal from my struggles immediately became a desire to help the whole entire world heal from their struggles after he watched the murder of George Floyd on TV. He heard about the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and so many other Black men and women who had all been killed at the same time. And that is when I saw that my son was my hero, and he was a hero to this entire world. Many other people would say the same. I'm inspired by a lot of people, but I'm most inspired by the son that I gave birth to.
So everyone has a mission, purpose, or calling in life. What would you say is yours?
I believe that all of our purpose, number one, is to help bring others to God. I believe that that is what we are all called to do. I believe in doing that purpose, being the mental motivator, helping to inspire others to shift their mindsets from that place of defeat, from that place of hurt, from that place of pain, from that place of struggle, from that place of worthlessness, loneliness. Helping them to shift their mindsets so that they can remember who God actually created them to be. Because it's usually, we only forget. God created us all with a sound mind. He created us without lack. He created us without anxiety, depression, any mental illness. He created us without the struggle. We were born into the sin, but he created us without the struggle. And if people, when they go through their struggle, if they could only have someone to remind them who God created them to be, and how powerful they were when they were born, and that they already possessed everything that they need, then my purpose would be fulfilled.
Mental illness. I heard you say something about mental illness. What was life like dealing with mental illnesses growing up? And do you still struggle with mental illnesses today?
Mental illness growing up. You know, actually, when I grew up, I had never heard the word mental illness. I do not believe that that is something that most families of African American descent even talked about. You know, all the symptoms are there. We just never had a name for it. So as an adult looking back, I'm pretty sure I suffered with PTSD growing up from the nightmares constantly of my father's abuse. From the constant panic attacks that I would have at night from my father's abuse. I do believe my entire family growing up definitely suffered some type of anxiety, depression, PTSD, things that we needed help from and had no idea what it was that we needed help from because we did not know what to call it. As an adult, do I still struggle with mental illness? I do not struggle with mental illness. I sometimes feel anxious, but I also know that I can cast that anxiety on the Lord. I sometimes feel sad, but sadness is okay. Just because you're sad does not mean that you are dealing with depression. Mental illness no longer controls my life at all. I was prescribed 4 of the strongest psychiatric medicines on the psychiatric market today. I was told I would need those medicines for the rest of my life. I am no longer on any of those medications today. I do not live with mental illness. That is not a struggle for me.
So your TV show, The Mental Motivator, it showcases stories of individuals who have overcome their struggles, right? What would you say was your toughest struggle?
My toughest struggle. You know, I've been through and dealt with a lot of things in life. Abuse, verbally, emotionally, mentally, physically. I've dealt with all types of trauma. I've been near death in the hospital, being told, Miss Campbell, you are not going to leave this hospital. You need to get your family here because you are going to die. I've dealt with so many things that would have taken so many people out, but those were not even my toughest struggles. The toughest struggle that I've ever had to face in life is what I just explained about most people a minute ago. I forgot who I was. I forgot who God created me to be. And when you're dealing with trauma and struggles, those things can definitely mask who you truly were created to be. My toughest struggle is just like identity theft. When someone takes your name, your likeness, your image, they go out, they purchase cars and houses and get credit cards and all the things. But when you have this self-inflicted, self-imposed struggle with identity theft, there were certain days, several days There were several days where I looked in the mirror and I did not recognize who I was. There were so many days, so many times that I sat and wondered, who am I? How did I end up here? I was the girl who had been to 4 or 5 different colleges. She has lots of degrees and certificates. She grew so high in her organization in a male-dominated field. She was known around the world, accolades and awards galore. She was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. I was her. And trauma, it made me forget. Trauma made me forget who I was, who God created me to be. But once I looked in the mirror and God showed me, you are the Nakia that I created, unconquered, strong, with a sound mind, who can do all things with the strength that I have provided to her, with the peace that I give to her, with the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding that I created her with. When I remembered that, it was like a light came on and I took off and I never looked back. And now I sit here where I am today to inspire the rest of the world to find who they truly were created to be.
So you mentioned before that you worked in federal law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do now?
So now I am the mental motivator. I'm a speaker, author, coach, a professional development master. I am a mom. I call myself the CEO to the CEO for my 14-year-old son, Uzziah, who is the founder of Calm and Cure Candle Co. I still do just as much work as I did as when I worked in corporate. Actually, I think I do a lot more work right now than I did when I worked in corporate, but the purpose and the mission is still the same, to help as many people as I can.
So who is your niche? What audience of people are you trying to reach?
My niche is professional women who've dealt with trauma, abuse, divorce, anything that has left them, you know, feeling hopeless, helpless, sad, stuck, while still having to show up every day at work, being that leader, or being that mom, or being that wife. The woman who has to be everything to everybody while she suffers silently.
How can people reach you to be a part of this amazing community of warriors who've appeared on the show so far?
Yes, we have an amazing community of warriors, like you said, coming from different parts of the nation right now. And anyone else who would like to be a part of the show, you can send an email to info@thementalmotivator.com. You can text 972-638-7189. You can find me on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, The Mental Motivator, of course. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn, Nakia Campbell.
Okay. Thank you for your time, The Mental Motivator.
The Mental Motivator. And if I can leave you guys with just one thing, it will be change your mind so that you can change your life. All of you deserve the opportunity to live freely, to think soundly, and to thrive unapologetically. And when you are ready for the platform to inspire the world with your story, hit me up.
Thank you.